A new water report from the National Resource Conservation Service says Utah's precipitation in May was below average across the state, and reservoir storage is 15% less than last year.
The whole state really is in a state of moderate to severe drought, and you know, you go into southern Utah and it's closer to the severe levels.
That's Jason Curry. He's with the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands. He says despite these dry conditions, Utah's looking better in terms of wildfire danger this year than last.
Fuel moisture. Last year at this time in the grasses, it was somewhere around 4 to 5%. This year, last I heard, and it varies based on where you're at in the state, but it's in the teens.
Another indicator is sagebrush.
Sagebrush last year was peaking in its moisture levels around the last part of May. And so then it began to dry out in June and got even drier and drier as June progressed on. This year, the moisture levels in sagebrush is peaking right about now.
The higher water levels in grasses and sagebrush at this time of year is encouraging, says Curry. He adds it's predicted to be a normal to above normal fire season this year, but Mother Nature is ultimately in charge.
The things that go into fire danger are obviously high temperatures, dry fuel moistures, and then the big factor is wind. And we will probably see some days that are hot, dry, and windy. So that's kind of the magic combination in terms of volatile fire behavior.
The majority of fires in May and June are caused by humans, says Curry.
For example, last year, at about the middle of June, I think 97% of all fires at that point had been human-caused. Just because we don't get a lot of lightning-caused fires this early.
So far, there have been approximately 130 fires, almost all of them smaller than 100 acres. Last year, there were twice as many by this time. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Kim Shusky.